Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Check it out. You already know this your folks, Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who? Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us. Thanks so much for being with us. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Smoke and Joe Patrick's going to join us in about 20 minutes. He's up in Flowery Branch covering the Falcons, as he does. He is 92.9 The Game Falcons beat reporter. Then we'll get to an AMA at 140. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Back into the big story of the day in just a minute.
It's funny having a kid like Samson's 12, right? And so all he does is dance all day in the house. He'd be doing all these jiggy dances. And so yesterday he comes to me, he's like, hey, Dak, know what I want for Christmas? I'm like, hey, what's up, dog? And he's like, quarter zips. I'm like, why? Why do you want a quarter zip?
Like the sweaters?
Yeah, like the quarter zip. I'm like, all right, no problem.
Interesting.
And I'm like, man, no problem. And I was like, why?
Been watching a lot of Manning Cast?
I don't know. And I was like, why? He's like, no. And he showed me this crap on his phone. It's one of them challenges things called the quarter zip challenge. And these kids are going to school with the quarter zip with buttons, with ties and stuff on. So, and he's like, don't say it's weird, Dad, because that's all I call him and his friends and these kids. I call them a bunch of freaking weirdos. But I don't say freaking, I say the F word, because that's what they are, a bunch of damn weirdos.
Okay.
I'm like, so you want to wear a quarter zip and a tie to school? That's what you tell him. Yeah. I'm like, okay. So you know that's pretty lame, dog.
It's weird. It's just a weird trend.
And so
yeah, I'm with you. That's
yeah,
weird.
So he shows it to him. I'm just like, y'all do know that quarter zips have been around, right?
Yeah, and like the people that wear them are like me.
Yeah,
like
dad wears quarter zips.
Yeah, like this the dad.
Yeah,
it's the suburban dad
like,
look.
I won't be called dead wearing like a button up under my quarter zip. If you ever see me with that, come slap me in my face.
But like that's what I'm gonna wear to church on Sunday,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, but
you know?
I say if you see me.
No, I'm saying
yeah, slap me in
fine,
my face.
But I'm just saying, like, but that's the
yes,
that's the
grown
the general use for a quarter zip.
I like quarter zips. I mean, but I have all my Georgia's quarter zips and stuff. But
Are we talking about sweatshirts?
No,
that's a little different.
That's what I thought he was talking about, the quarter zips that I wear,
right.
The ones that I wear for my Georgia.
Yeah, that's like athletic wear.
Yes, that's what I thought he was talking about.
Okay.
No, he was talking about them kind of, but them.
Yeah, like sweaters.
Yeah, daddy don't have that. I don't rock that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Dude.
Why? What is, because oh, TikTok is
there's
doing
some weirdos,
it?
Man.
That's very
damn weirdos. Just weird. Between that dance and like he driving the car, I don't know what the hell that is. Like all day. This is all he do. All day around the house. All day. Like. The influential.
The internet's ruining the,
it's ruining
ruining
them.
These kids.
It's ruining them. These are the challenges. I told you that you were with me when I threatened them last week, all of them.
Uh-huh.
When I threatened them all
you did,
last
just
week.
A group text my children to threat them.
And threaten them.
Threaten them over
you know,
a
if
TikTok
I ever
challenge.
Catch y'all doing this, I'm going to blank y'all up.
I will say, like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
That is weird and I don't get it. And the problem with that challenge is it's going to be over in 5 minutes and then you're going to have like five
yeah,
quarter
that's
zips.
Exactly what I said. So you're gonna have 12 quarter zips.
Yeah. If you're, so
yeah.
That's actually great news for me,
right.
Is in like a year from now, the Goodwills are going to be flooded with quarter zips. That's awesome. We're going to have super cheap quarter zips everywhere in like a year. So I'll bank that one in the memory bank. But in the grand scheme of TikTok challenges, like that one's pretty tame.
Yeah.
At least, be a bunch of nicely dressed little kids
yeah.
for a while.
Idiots. I'm like, can I, hey,
what
Dad,
a weird challenge.
That's weird.
That's so
Dad,
weird.
Dad, I need some dress shoes. Because all this is a part of this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, y'all are some damn weirdos, man.
When Kai was young, did the American Girl doll ever come to the McMichael household? Was that a thing that happened?
We had a birthday party there.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yes, we had a birthday party.
Okay.
Yep.
How do I make sure that never happens?
Keep her away from it.
But she knows about it. She learned. I don't know how. Well, I do know how. Another adult in our home showed her on the internet.
Dude.
And now it's
Target
all
has their
about.
Own version.
Dude.
And they're not as pricey.
Do people know what this company is doing?
I'm telling you, the one over here in Alpharetta.
There's like a place?
Yes, the American Girl doll store. I don't know if it's still there.
Okay.
That's when Kyle was 7, 8, one of them.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Right around the same age.
Yeah, but no, we had her birthday party in that store.
Uh-huh.
And she's my babe, grass, my spoiler.
Uh-huh.
Daddy, the doll needed a hair appointment. They have a salon.
Yeah, this company is geniuses.
Dude.
They're convincing people that you should buy a doll for $150.
And
then get its hair done.
That was the most expensive
phase. Yeah.
Till now, because in college, everything. But like growing up, that American Girl thing.
Okay, so all right, good. I'm glad that you have been through it.
Oh yeah.
So I can learn and avoid.
Yeah.
That at all costs.
Avoid at all costs.
And literally all costs.
Avoid
because they cost.
Build the house yourself.
Sure.
It's a great.
Whatever. She never had to know about it. She never had to know about it. That's my thing. And the toothpaste out of the tube, I get. Man.
Yeah, dog.
$145 for a doll. It's not even. She's got 100 dolls already. They look the same.
She ain't got that one.
They look the same. And now they're doing they've got like Anna and Elsa in there. It's like, you have Anna and Elsa doll, but they don't look like that.
Mm-hmm.
They do kind of. They look like Anna.
Yeah,
that
man.
That one does too.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, right. It's an Oh, goodness gracious.
Terrible.
I do not miss that day.
Yep, there we go.
Yep, birthday party. Birthday party.
All
for
right.
The damn doll. For a birthday party for Kai and the doll. And you just can't go on a birthday party. You know why? Because you got to come out. That heifer got to have a new wardrobe.
When I would imagine that if the doll costs $145, the hair appointment's not cheap.
No.
And the outfits aren't cheap
either.
Goodness gracious. All right,
that doll, she was clean as hell.
That's a good idea to transition to the most important story of the day, so I can read some sponsors. I'm going to have to do every commercial on the radio station. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Would love to, but nothing is deserved or given in this league. You have to go take it. You have to go earn it.
And
that'll be our opportunity on Sunday.
Are you not? Okay. Okay, I'm gonna bring it back because he is the quarterback.
He is the starting quarterback.
I need him to play well
of the Atlanta Falcons.
I need him to play well this week because I need our calls on Monday to be happy. I need our calls to be happy Monday, Andy. I need him to play good.
There's a chance though that we've entered the point of the season where if they do play good, people will be mad about that.
Why? You can't get your draft pick.
Yeah, I know. That's true. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he plays well on Sunday, they'll win.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
If he plays well on Sunday, win.
There's also, and like, I know we're talking about the Falcons who've lost 5 games in a row and all that, so don't take this as me being anything other than aware of that fact. Like, the Saints are real bad.
Yes.
They're a real bad football team.
Yes.
Like, there's a world in which the Falcons actually play a decent game of football and win this game, not by 3 or not by 5, you know what I mean? I'm not saying they're going to go blow anybody out because I don't know that they're capable of that. Even their best games haven't looked like that. But, like, the Saints are real bad. Like, there's a chance the Falcons really do. I know it seems crazy because they haven't won since
a long time,
a million years ago.
Yeah.
But, like, they should win this game.
They should.
I know they're not favored anymore.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Maybe should. I don't know.
Let's not say should.
I don't know if I can say should.
Let's not say should.
Yeah, should's the wrong word. Should's the wrong word.
Yeah, let's not do that.
They could.
But, let's do it more
but
like
that. But
that's
also, like, you know. That's not much because literally any game in the NFL, either team could win.
Yeah, but
it's somewhere between should and could, though.
I just think
it's no longer must.
Yeah, but I mean, you're getting hopefully. I mean, you're going to be without Drake London. That's a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
That's a big deal. You know, but you still got your running backs. Hopefully, you get Bergeron back and you're able to run the football, do some things like that, keep the pressure off of him. Make him, and he has familiarity with the guys who were there. You know, when you talk about. Darnell Moody. I think Kyle's got to play. Kyle's got to have a good game, man. He got to have a good game. And they got to call plays for him, too. They've been calling plays, and he's dropped them. I understand that.
Yeah.
But, damn it, you ain't got too many more options. You know what I mean? You got to figure out something. But I think the ultimate thing you got to do is you got to run the damn ball. And you got to run it. And even if you get down by 10, you're still damn running.
Yeah, run it. Handing it to Bijan Robinson is the best play you have.
Yes, run
it. Even when Penix is out there and London's cooking, like maybe there's an argument that throwing it to him in the red zone is the best play you have. But, I mean, I that's going to be the biggest mystery to me of the whole thing.
Yes.
Of like the wheels falling off and them simultaneously giving the ball to Bijan less. I understand some of the context of some of the games and score and stuff, but I really don't care.
No.
Like, they
don't want to hear it.
They found a way to let other teams take Bijan Robinson away from you. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he really is one of the best weapons in the NFL and looked like it through mm-hmm. five or six games. And then you allowed other teams to dial up the defense that took him away. And you didn't adjust. And we're 5 weeks in, and even the first half against Carolina, he looked fantastic. And then they stopped giving it to him.
Yep.
Like, I really... I don't know. Like, that's malpractice.
It is. I mean, it's one of those things, Andy, where it was all good a month ago. It was all good a month ago. You were feeding Bijan. He was in the MVP conversation,
the best player
in the world. And then you allowed, and we talked to go back. Oh, God, I don't want to go back last week. I will. You do bring Kirk Cousins in, and the first thing you come in and doing is letting him throw.
Letting it rip.
Letting him rip.
And were you up at this point? Kirk. Good question. It was at least close.
Yes.
I'm not sure, but it was close.
Yeah, and you just want to come out, let's throw the football.
Yeah.
You're going to have to throw the football in this game. I understand that, and I get it.
Right.
I do. The big thing, they cannot, as a team, start the game with a damn penalty. Like, stop doing those things. Stop going downfield too early on screens. So, I mean, there's certain things you stop doing. It's going to be a different look because they're not going to be in the pistol the whole game because Kirk's there. They're going to do a little pistol, but it's going to be under center and out of the shotgun, mostly on third down in the shotgun. But other than that, so you're going to probably get that element that everybody was wanting from Michael Penix as the play action pass.
Yeah, you should be able to get a little bit more play action.
Play action pass is going to help the passing game. The thing with it is you got to catch it when he throws you the ball. You got to make plays when they do put it in the air. Kirk can't be sloppy with his footwork and all those things. He knows how to prepare for a game week. We understand that. He's getting all the reps this week. It ain't no, Michael Mike player, no. He's getting every single rep. He's going to be starting. They're listening to that whack-ass music up there at Flower Branch because the quarterback gets to pick what's being played. So listen to Backstreet Boys and all that. Ass crap of music.
And that's not even the worst thing that was on that list.
Yeah.
There was worse stuff on that list than Backstreet Boys.
How about you just turn the damn music off?
Yeah, let's just play silent.
How about we just play in silence? How about we just practice in silence?
Yeah, I would be so mad. I don't know, man. I'll be honest. Everything Kirk Cousins is doing right now is irritating me. So it's probably me problem.
I've been fine.
But like, what are we doing?
I've been fine until he made that lame ass joke.
That's a bad joke.
That's a bad joke. We about to have Joe Patrick.
Yeah, which of the media that were laughing at that joke?
Was that you laughing, Joe?
Were you not around last year when he actually did that? It was last year.
Was that you laughing, Joe?
It was last year.
I know D-Led wasn't laughing.
No, D-Led didn't laugh.
Yeah.
Joe definitely didn't laugh.
Yeah. Hey, guys, immediately following our show, make sure you guys join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
To you by Miller Lite from Zucca Pizza in Smyrna. They'll get you ready for tonight's game while enjoying some Miller Lite special. Again, right after our show, Dukes and Bell, they will be at Zucca Pizza in Smyrna.
I have always had a problem with the media press conference chuckle. Like, that wasn't that funny.
It really wasn't.
It wasn't that funny. There's very.
I mean, they think if you whoever laughs the hardest gets the first question.
Exactly. Good one, coach. Hey, tell me. What kind of defense are you guys going to run on Sunday?
we're going to run a good one.
God, you are one funny son
you're
of a gun.
You're right.
All right, Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.